With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy to be joined now by the Peabody High School boys basketball coach, Thad Broughton. And, Thad, man, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys are off to a really terrific start in what has to be some difficult circumstances. And Coach, I think the best thing I would do is to start with is to ask you about how this beginning of the season is different from all of your past years, because not only for the pandemic, but also because of the in and out, going back and forth, and you know, trying to get the kids all in one place at the same time. What's different about the beginning, or maybe even the preseason this year, that you have had to work at?
You know, I think the biggest challenge has been for many teams and many of the coaches that I've talked to, and certainly this has been the case with us, has been a start that's been pushed back, and just a lack of practice time. But to be honest with you, I can't really complain too much, because I'm just so excited, and the kids are so excited, just to have a season. You know, because a few months ago, we really weren't sure what was going to happen. So we're just, you know, really blessed to be out there and just practicing, just getting practice time with the guys and getting together. Has been awesome. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, we really, if we play 10 games, 11 games, 12 games, we're pumped just to have a season.
I appreciate that, because I know that so much of this was up in the air, and you didn't know if, you know, like last spring, everything got wiped out, and the kids got screwed out of so many different things. And as a history teacher, I mean, you can put this in perspective and understand, or at least relay to the kids, how absolutely monumental this past 10, 11, 12 months have been, and the fact that you can get out there and do stuff. How much, coach, how much basketball coaching are you able to do? Let me put it that way.
You know, for the first few practices, we didn't have many kids. We only had about 6 or 7 kids, and so it was a little bit difficult. And then as we got more kids that were able to participate, based on, you know, having to sit out because of protocols, and this year was making sure that everybody had, you know, certain paperwork in, and making sure that everybody, you know, was fully healthy. It was a challenge, but to be honest with you, it's been that way for many teams, and everybody that I've talked to is just so excited to get some games in. And, you know, I think most of us think about the seniors, and we're just happy that they're having something that they can look back on, you know, years from now and say, you know, I got to have my senior season. I got to have my basketball season. And for me, that's really what it's all about. You know, for all the kids, but certainly you think about those kids that had their spring cut short last year, and you feel for them. So to have a season for us has been terrific. In terms of the basketball, we've kept it real simple. You know, we haven't done as much as in the past, and that's been okay. It's just been more about getting out on the court and having fun.
You mentioned the seniors, and I want to get to that in a second, but I remember this summer when it looked like there wasn't going to be any sports at all, and I think it was Danvers that led the charge with a rally at Danvers Common back in July or August somewhere, and all the schools showed up. And it's funny, the biggest participant was Masconomet, and they weren't even in the league at that point. They were coming into the league, so the kids really they had a purpose, and the school committees and the school systems and the administrators actually listened to the kids, didn't they?
Yeah, I think in the end, you know, the school committees and, you know, the school administrators, you know, got it right. You know, being able to find a way that was safe, for the kids to participate. And, you know, certainly in the summer months, it didn't look promising, and we weren't really sure what was going to happen. But, to be able to get these kids out there and to get them out of their daily routine, many of them, have been remote. You know, their regular schedule of coming to school has been interrupted. Being able to see, you know, their teachers hasn't been normal, and it's been different for everybody. So it's been really cool to come to practice, to come to games, to participate. You know, it's been the most unique year of my career, my teaching career, my coaching career. But like I said, I'm just happy these kids will have something to look back on and be proud of and be happy that they were able to participate.
Yeah, I just wish we could see the smile on their faces with these masks. I want to get back to the seniors. Tell me a little bit about your seniors this year and how things have gone. Then we'll take a look at a couple of the games you guys have played so far.
Sure, we have a really good group of seniors this year. Some awesome leaders. We're led by our two captains. The first guy is Drew Lucas. He's going to Bryant to play lacrosse. That is his number one sport. He's a fantastic lacrosse player, but last year as a junior, he didn't get to play. So for him, I'm excited that he's going to get his winter season in and then obviously hopefully his lacrosse season. So he's been leading us with 14 points and 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. He's been fantastic. Our other captain is a kid named Alex Rice, who comes in off the bench. He's a rebounder. He's a hustler. Good shooter for us. We have a Mario Carter, who's done a really nice job off the bench for us. He's been injured a little bit at the beginning of this year, but he's starting to get healthy. Our other seniors are Richie Britt, who comes in off the bench. He's a tall kid, about 6'2". He's done a really nice job for us so far, very enthusiastic. And let's see, our last senior is Jose Zader, a kid who's a really talented point guard, real good shooter, and has done a nice job for us. And actually, I forgot one guy. I don't know how I forgot this guy, Nick Vecchio. Nick Vecchio is a real good football player, and that has translated over to the basketball court. He's an exceptional defender. He's an unbelievable hustler. He's in our starting lineup, and every single game, he's got a couple steals. He's got a couple rebounds. He's got a couple charges taken. He's just been phenomenal for us. He's one of those kids that's all over the court, and we wouldn't be 3-1 without him, and that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a familiar name to our football coverage, and to talking about your seniors, but also you've got some underclassmen starting and playing well and giving you some production.
We're very excited about our young guys. We have two freshmen, Rafael Laurent and AJ Forte. That have done a phenomenal job. They come in off the bench. They're our first two guards in. They're good shooters. They're good defenders. And they're getting major minutes for us. They do a really nice job coming in and really as a freshman to not only understand the concepts that we're teaching, but also to be on that varsity stage. It's been impressive. And then the other two young guys, that have really stepped in, two sophomores, and they're both football players, Shay Lynch and Danny Barrett, both in our starting lineup. Shay Lynch just had 19 points against Danvers last night. Danny Barrett had a really nice game as well, so our young guys are contributing. And one other guy I'd like to mention is Nick Soper. He's a junior. He's our point guard, and he's definitely steadied the ship for us and done a fantastic job.
Well, I'm loving it, man. And, the game against Danvers, wasn't sure when they were going to get started because of the COVID regulations and so on. But they have such a great reputation over the years. And, I'm reading, Nick Giannino's column in the Salem News. And, except for a play or two, you guys could be 4-0 right now.
Yeah, we lost to Swampscott, last week, and Swampscott is tough. They are just a very talented basketball team. They have multiple scorers. They can get to the hoop. They can shoot the three. And so we're a young team. We're inexperienced. And to take them to the wire and lose at the end showed our youth and our inexperience. And it's a learning experience, I told these guys. And the great thing is we're going to face them again this Friday. So I'm going to be really interested to see how we respond to playing them a second time. But, they have some really, really fantastic players, and so that's going to be a tough matchup for us.
Thad, what's the status of the Peabody learning process right now? Are you guys hybrid? You doing it from home or in class? How's it working?
So we are, as a district, we're hybrid, and certainly kids have the option to go fully remote if needed. So it's been a crazy year for everybody, whether you're fully remote, whether you're, you know, hybrid. But we've managed to make it work as best as we can, and that's a tribute to the teachers and to the administration, and the kids have been great as well.
Coach, with I guess my final question is, you know, with the circumstances as they are, you guys probably have had some Zoom teaching lessons for coaching as well with your kids. Have your assistants been able to work with that, or is it mostly in the gym? How's that all working out?
Yeah, so I've got a great group of assistants, all PBD High graduates, all played sports here. And they've been fantastic. They understand that these kids coming to practice is, you know, for some of them, it's really the only, you know, we were talking to the team the other day, and for some of these kids, it's been like a year since they've had, athletic competition. And so just seeing familiar faces and just putting in plays and just talking with each other and competing, it's been great for not only the coaches, but the players as well. And, you know, it's just good to see people. It's good to see, you know, familiar faces every day. And so, my assistants have been great.
Coach, anything else you want to mention about Peabody High School boys basketball?
No, I think that the future is bright for us. I think that I have an unbelievable group of kids this year that are working hard, and everybody's in the same boat. It's been difficult circumstances. But it's just been great just to get out there with these guys. And we have some young players that are, making a mark for themselves. And certainly our older guys, our veterans, are doing a fantastic job. So we have a nice combo of young and old guys. And like I said, with those young guys getting early minutes, the freshmen and sophomores, I think that, the future is certainly bright for us.
Peabody High School boys basketball coach Thad Broughton. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.